Marlene was at the nursing home this morning, and Julie Castro's mother has not been well at all, and they called in the family this morning. So we want to keep Julie and her family and her mother in our prayers as well. If you would please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we're very thankful that all of us could gather together here this morning. We ask that, especially this morning, you keep on our minds all of those things that we can be thankful for and praise you for. We ask also today that as we read these Psalms, you point out things to us that can speak especially to us individually. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And we can make a selection for a hymn. I think so. Let's see. That is 205. And we'll sing the first and last verse of each song today that's chosen. Unless there's a particular verse that you like. And you may please stand.
Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal banner leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banners go.
Small space and a lot of stuff here, so trying to get it all up here so you can hear me. Our first responsive reading this morning is actually, we'll do two responsive readings, and the first is Psalm 100. And I think you will find that it is a familiar psalm. Page 661. I will read the odd verses if you would read the even. A hymn of praise. Sing to the Lord, all the world. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people. We are his flock.
Let us The Lord is good. His love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever.
The second one that we will read is Psalm 96. And this speaks of God, the Supreme King. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the world.
Sing to the Lord and praise him. Proclaim every day the good news that he has saved us.
Proclaim his glory to the nations, his mighty deeds to all peoples. The gods of all other nations are only idols, but the Lord created the heavens.
Glory and majesty surround him. Power and beauty fill his temple.
Praise the Lord, all people on earth. Praise his glory and might.
Praise the Lord's glorious name. Bring in awe and unto his temple.
Bow down before the Holy One when he appears. Tremble before him, all the earth. Be glad, earth and sky, roar, sea, and every creature in you. Be glad. When the Lord comes to rule the earth, he will rule the peoples of the world with justice and fairness. One of the themes that you'll see in many of these psalms is the fact that not only are we to praise, but that God's creation praises him as well. So you'll see a lot of references to nature in several of these today. And if someone would like to choose another hymn. Number 40. Next psalm that we'll be reading responsibly is Psalm 138, page 687. Psalm 138, page 687.
87. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I sing praise to you before the gods. You answered me when I called to you. With your strength, you strengthened me. They will sing about what you have done and about your great glory. When I am surrounded by troubles, you keep me safe. You oppose my angry enemies and save me by your power. And if you would like to select another hymn. Number 241. That we'll be reading responsively is Psalm 148. Page 693. Psalm 148, page 693. And this is a psalm where we see that we are not the only ones in God's creation commanded to praise God. A call for the universe to praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven, you that live in the heights above.
Praise Him, all His angels, all His heavenly ones.
Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, shining stars.
Praise Him, high
Let them all praise the name of the Lord. He commanded, and they were created. By his command, they were fixed in their places forever, and they cannot disobey. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, strong winds that obey his command. All animals, tame and wild, reptiles and birds. Girls and young men, old people and children too. He made his nation strong so that all his people praise him, the people of Israel, so dear to him. Praise the Lord. Now I would like you to take out your cards and take a few minutes to write down on one side, unless you can think of we should, many, many things that we're thankful for, but write down some things that you are very thankful for, or you want to praise God for. And I have a simple request. I know sometimes the pencils in the pew aren't the best, but if you can write big and write dark, that will help me so during the offering I can read these to see what all we are thankful for. So if you want to take a few minutes to do that and then drop them in the offering plate when we collect the offering. And while you're writing, if I could have the ushers come forward for the offering, and you can just drop it in the offering plate. Dear Heavenly Father, we're very thankful that this morning, once again, that you can bring us together, that you can call to mind the things that we are to be thankful for, and we thank you for all that you have given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
I'm the lovely assistant. Thankful to be able to walk and get out among people. Thankful for family and friends. For being by our brother's side during his illness. Thankful for our brother Bill Hoag's great reports from his doctors this past week concerning his cancer. He will not have to have any more chemo. Thankful to be able to reunite again with family and friends this coming alumni weekend. Thankful for the freedom we have. I am thankful for this church, my sons and their families, my friends, my home. My left hand. Wonder who that is. Family, friends, health. My wonderful wife, all of our children and grandchildren, for the good health that I still have. Have God to worship, freedom to worship. Animal life, vegetation life, family, good health. I thank God for another beautiful day. Jesus dying for me, America, rain, family, and my health. Thankful for the Lord. Thankful that the Lord is my guide and director. Family, life, and health. Praise God that we are able to meet here today and share all your wonderful teachings. Family, spring quarter ending, friends. Wonder who that one was. I'm thankful for my wonderful family, nature, springtime, my job, the church. Family, friends, health, and job.
If you would join with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again, having just heard a small portion of the things that those of us seated here are thankful for. We know that there are many other things. We couldn't possibly put them all on that small card, but those are probably some of the most important things and some of the most recent things that we are thankful for. We ask that you forgive us for not always seeing those things. Instead, we often see the things that go wrong. But we know that there are so many more blessings and things to be thankful for. We ask this morning that you especially be with the Long family at the loss of Linda's mother. And we pray for the Castos and Julie's family as they go through this difficult time as well. We pray for all of those who are on our prayer list or for people that we know through work or friends or extended family who aren't necessarily dealing with physical ailments. They may be dealing with battling mental illness. They may be battling troubles of other sorts, which are just as difficult and many times are much more difficult to heal, to fix, or to remedy. We ask that you help us to remember that you are the great healer of all situations. We ask that you guide us to ask for your will and not our own. And we ask that you forgive us, and we're so thankful that you grant us that grace every day to make mistakes, but yet we can start all over again if only we ask for forgiveness. It is true that we really have a friend in Jesus. And if you would please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next psalm, actually it's our last psalm that we will read responsively, is Psalm 147, page 692. Psalm 147, page 692. And it is in praise of God, the Almighty. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praise to our God. It is pleasant and right to praise him. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Great and mighty is our Lord. His wisdom cannot be measured. Sing hymns of praise to the Lord. Play music on the harp to our God. He gives animals their food and feeds the young ravens when they call. But he takes pleasure in those who honor him, in those who trust in his constant love. He keeps your gates strong. He blesses your people. He gives a command to the earth, and what he says is quickly done. He sends hail like gravel. No one can endure the cold he sends. He gives his message to his people, his instructions and laws to Israel. Praise the Lord. And from the New Testament, this comes from